time.
Just go.
All right, everybody, we are back. This is the Marco Radio Happy Hour Show. We are coming to you live, as we do every Friday evening from 6 to 8 p.m. right here on RadioSaintPete.com. Hey, that song was When Love Comes to Town. That's a collaboration between U2 and B.B. King. I love that song. I do want to mention again, I would like everybody to bow ahead this evening for the passing of Hugh Masekela. Yes. Hugh Masekela, you know Hugh Masekela, the father of South African jazz. You know, he died on the 23rd at the age of 78, and his big hit, Grazing in the Grass.
Didn't pull that clip?
Well, no, I didn't have time, and of course my hotspot doesn't have enough energy at this point until the 29th to pull anything.
Getting close.
Yeah, but we would be remiss, and the show would certainly be a failure if we did not mention Hugh Masekela. The passing of the great
Sal
Masekela. I don't even know who that
what's,
is.
What's he doing now?
Who knows? Mourning his brother.
Why don't hanging you welcome everyone back?
I will. You know what? Sometimes, Steph, I think if you get an idea, why don't you do it?
Welcome back. Hold on. I was going to do the opening. Welcome to the Marco Radio Happy Hour Show.
I like that. So you sound like a robot or something.
Yes.
Look, if you're just
Sally.
If you're just joining us, let me reintroduce everybody. Hannah across the table is drawing on her hand, and
I am.
That's my little girl. To her right is my blushing bride, Stephanie.
Hello.
To her right is Jack.
Evening.
To Jack's right is my boy Tygen, and of course my name is Mark. And I am the host of this, whatever you want to call it.
He's the toast.
I'm the toast.
I like that.
Right. I am the toast. Hey, Hannah Claire, I wanted to mention this at the beginning of the show.
Yeah.
Did I or did I not hear, as I was in here, you know, cramming for the beginning of the show, doing my last minute, getting my notes together.
His last minute panic.
Panic, right. Did I hear you say to Mom that you want to get dreads?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah, I think I'm going to do it.
Your hair's not long enough.
Dirty, stinky dreads?
I
want dreads too, man. They're cool.
What do you mean it's a misconception? I don't think you're allowed to wash them.
Yeah, you are. There are ways to keep them clean.
Like how? What? What do you do?
You wash them.
You wash them.
Shave them off?
No, you wash them. I'm getting them. I don't care.
I want them too.
Get them together.
5 inches, Ty. You have to have five
Six.
Inches.
Okay,
Six?
That's fine.
Yeah, Six. Yeah. I have five now.
I got at least that. So
I have growth. I have five on top and like three around the rest.
So why?
Because I've always really liked the look of dreadlocks, and I've always wanted them, and you all have always told me no, and now I live on my own on the beach. And I work at a record store.
Yeah. I don't know that we've ever flat out told you no.
Oh. Are you kidding? Hey, Dad, can I get a face tat?
No.
There you go. Jesus. It went just about like that when I was about 16.
Yeah, the big old Gucci gang on your forehead.
Yeah, but the scales of justice, face tat, dreads.
But when I was little 16 me, when I came up to you and asked you, hey, Dad, can I get dreads? It was no.
Well, Dad always says no.
Yeah.
You going to let me get dreads?
You can have dreads.
Do whatever you want.
I'm 27.
What the fuck? Yeah, right?
I am almost 23 years old.
I'm also a rock star.
I have my own house on the beach.
So what does 23, I am how does that
getting dreadlocks.
I just don't get it. Anyway.
They are going to be beautiful, and you are going to be jealous, and you are going to love the smell of them.
No, I'm not. I can just picture flies buzzing around. Yeah. And, ugh.
Okay.
Gross. Oh.
Bad.
Gross.
How are you going to do it? I mean,
I'm going to get them professionally done.
No. Oh, I was going to have him do it.
They have professional dreaders.
Pay attention, I guess.
Just wait till I ask you to pay for it.
I thought you just never brushed your hair again, and all of a sudden you woke up.
Yeah, that's how you get disgusting, smelly, fucking, freaking nappy-headed gross.
Right.
No, I'm getting nice, professional dreadlocks. Mm.
Clean, pretty.
Can't wait.
Middle class dreadlocks.
Yeah. Okay.
Can't wait. Short ones?
Long. No.
Long.
Like Mortis.
No, yeah, I'm getting...
No.
I'm getting... See? I'm getting dread extensions.
I want to look like the Predator.
I have to grow my natural...
It's not even going to be your real hair.
Okay, not for a while. I will have 6 inches of my hair, and then the other foot and a half will be synthetic hair that is dreaded to my little dreaded nubs.
Oh, for Christ's sake.
I know. It all sounds very complicated.
So.
Sounds like a lot of work to me.
Well, it sounds like content for the show.
Yeah, exactly.
Great.
So you're going to love it. Just wait till you see my wicked awesome updos and my crazy hats.
You've heard of the Drudge Report? We'll call it the Dread Report.
The Dread Report.
Nice.
I'll tell you my new discoveries.
Hey, I want to be the Dreadnought.
Yeah, you are the Dreadnought. All right, hey, listen, for the first time...
I'm getting dreadlocks first, Ty. I swear to God.
Well, yeah, you have to do it first so you can learn how to do it.
I wish you would both just do it at the same time and get it over with.
Well...
I don't want to have to go through 2 phases of dreads. Just both do it at the same time.
Let's both dread it out so it's dreadful together.
Right. And then it could be the not dreadful, dreadful duo together.
We'd be the Grateful Dread.
Come on! Let's all get dreads.
Do it.
Let's be a dread family.
No.
Come on. No. We already have a radio show. We're already super cool.
You would look awesome in dreads, honey.
Come on, Dad.
Oh,
nice,
I look so good.
Silver dreads with your mean mug.
My quarter inch long hair.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Let it grow. Yeah. Get 6 inches. We'll get you extensions too.
Yeah,
no.
Come on.
No.
Come on.
No. Stop it.
Come on, man.
I'm getting a phone call now.
Good.
Now you made me mad. Hello, caller. This is the Marco Radio Happy Hour Show. Who are we speaking to?
Your father.
My father. Hey, that is your number.
Hey, that is your number.
So, what prompted you to call? Did you want to call in and say a prayer for Hugh Masekela, or did you want to
say a prayer for Hannah?
Badmouth Hannah about her dreadlocks.
Well, it doesn't matter because I don't have headphones.
Masekela, but you didn't play his music.
No, I told you. I told you. I mean, and who's ever heard of him? Besides you.
You've heard his music. Everybody has heard that tune. Okay. Okay, right. Now, so what prompted me to call was to say I'm in favor of Hannah getting dreadlocks.
Oh,
thank you. Yes.
That's it. Okay. You know what?
He gets
Yes.
We've been on a real tear of blocking grandparents. Now you're on the list.
I'm also calling to tell Tyler that he owes me a phone call.
Okay.
And then he'll support your dreadlocks.
Does this count?
Right. And that last tune you played was really cool. What was it again?
Well, that's When Love Comes to Town by U2 and B.B. King.
Yeah, I know. I'm familiar with When Love Comes to Town, but I've never heard that version of it. It's really cool.
Well, it's a great one. Yeah, B.B. King does a fantastic job on there. It's really, I think it was more of a B.B. King rendition than it was U2. I think it was.
Yes, absolutely.
It favored B.B. more than U2, I think.
That's really the way to do it.
His guitar playing was
very
Hannah, prominent.
When you get the dreadlocks, you got to send me a picture.
You have to send a picture.
Of my dreads, yeah.
Oh, I'm sure you'll be able to see it in every post office.
Stop. Won't be that bad.
Okay,
they're going to look kick-ass.
Let's see. I guess that's it for now. I just wanted to make those mentions.
Well, I appreciate you calling in. It's always fun when we get a caller.
I love calling in.
Good.
Okay, although I don't do it often. But, because if I called in often, I would take up too much of the show.
All right. Well, the next time you come to town, you can be on the show.
Love you.
Love you, too. Good night. Talk to you soon.
Bye-bye.
Talk to you tomorrow.
Bye.
All right. All right, everybody. So that was that. That was my dad.
So that confirms it. I'm getting dreadlocks.
Oh, for Christ's sake.
Yeah, you win.
Well, listen, you have more than one grandparent. I think we're going to leave it to the grandparents to decide. That's one vote. I can guarantee
Granny Pants, call in.
The feud of the grandparents.
I can guarantee the four remaining will say nay.
Well, I got nay. One. I wasn't even going to tell you guys.
I am doing this
out of the graciousness of my heart.
You were just going to show up one day with Rasta pasta?
I was, and it was going to be great. It was going to be great. I was going to film your reactions. It was going to be great.
All right. Cool.
It could still happen.
Yeah.
Still film the reaction.
Yeah.
All right. Listen, let's talk about cloned monkeys.
Let's do it.
I liked dreads.
Will they have dreads?
No.
They should.
Hey, for the first time, researchers have used the cloning technique that produced Dolly the sheep to create healthy monkeys.
bringing Dolly Parton.
Well, listen, Ty. This is honey. If I get any closer to the mic, it will be in my mouth. To create healthy monkeys, bringing science an important step closer to being able to do the same with humans.
Humans.
Yeah, but they won't.
Or will they?
Why won't they? I think that's the goal, Ty. I mean, that's why they're doing all of this research on animals.
Yeah, but...
Were you aware? And I was not aware. Okay, listen to this. Since Dolly's birth in 1996, scientists have cloned nearly 24 kinds of mammals, including dogs, cats, pigs, cows, and polo ponies. Did you know they were doing all that?
Yes.
I had no idea they were doing all that.
It's not going to happen for people.
Oh, I think it will happen.
Well, the
for
reason
people.
That they were able to now clone monkeys that are in the same category as humans means they have breached a major obstacle.
Well, they could have done it for years, but it's not going to happen.
It is going to happen.
It is going to happen.
The rich people are going to tell the Jesus people that they're offended, and they'll be offended, and then it won't happen.
It's going to happen.
And then only the rich people can get new body parts. And that's how this is going to work.
No, I...
The rich people will live forever.
Just like stem cells.
Well.
Maybe. Yeah.
I don't know. I can see it happening. I think there's going to be... Look, I think the world is changing. women are now being more empowered.
They can vote now.
Well, yes, they can. But I think things are going to start to turn, and I think... things are going to start becoming more scientific. There's going to be a lot more attention being paid to the sciences in a lot less attention being paid to what the religious people want to say about it. I mean, this is something that could save lives,
yeah.
Is cloning. Mm-hmm. But it's also scary where do we want a whole... race of cloned people? I mean, what would that be?
And see,
why do you say yes?
No, I mean, the reason, like the people that Ty says won't want to be on board.
Yeah,
that's exactly why they will want to be on board,
mm-hmm.
to stop the stupid people from breeding.
Oh, I see.
So that we will create our own. Intellectual,
well,
superpower.
It makes
people.
Me wonder if we're going to start doing a lot of cloning. Are we just cloning the average Joe?
No.
Or are we going for basically human superheroes? Yeah. So now all of a sudden we're going to have a society full of quarterbacks and linebackers,
yeah.
and centers and that kind of thing.
I just hope somebody is still around.
Well, that's a little bit frightening too, because
do
now all
of,
a sudden
of the jobs that have now, to be done.
So now we're going to become a super race of people.
Yeah, that's the possibility.
Yeah, yeah, I'm not so happy about that. I like the diversity that we have now. I think with what we have now, you've got all kinds of people. You've got a whole spectrum
right.
of people. You've got the superheroes. You got the couch potatoes.
But
that
there,
kind of thing.
But there
and I
are,
think we need that
and they
diversity
need that because they can control you.
I mean, but, what's it going to be though if everybody is a superhero?
Hitler youth.
Yeah, right. Then who's super?
Right.
How do you expand on that?
Then you have to be really super.
But that's
you have to be super duper.
It's alley-ooper.
It's, but it's the whole German mindset.
Yeah, right.
Of
the Aryan race.
Exactly.
The perfect race. Blonde hair, blue eyes.
And there are people out there who want that. And the best way to accomplish it is through cloning.
Well, I don't want it.
Yeah, I don't think it would be everybody. I think it would be certain things. Like, for example, we might start cloning military members. We would still have the regular average Joe society and just certain types of people or certain professions.
Yeah, but like doesn't that also go into like, okay, so at the same time, we're also developing robots, and the U.S. military is already looking at prototypes for robotic military people.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And so now...
So average Joe doesn't need to exist anymore.
Well,
kind of.
Well, see, the whole thing is, I mean, you can see it now. Everybody at the top wants control over what happens to everybody else. They don't necessarily want average Joe to be just as good as they are.
Right.
Because that destroys the power play.
Yeah.
It's an interesting quandary.
It is.
Look, only the rich people
I'm for cloning where it comes to like body parts. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
like,
but you can't clone, well,
yes,
stem cells. Through stem cell research.
Which is basically cloning, right?
They can create body parts.
Okay.
I am all about making body parts.
Yes.
Like replacement parts.
Yeah, me too.
But then you still have people like Trump that could live forever.
Mm.
Just keep replacing parts.
Yeah, maybe.
Well, and he's rich enough where
I don't know that we've progressed quite that far.
No, we're not there yet. Christ, we just made a couple of monkeys, for Christ's sake.
Not unless they increase the nutritional value of McDonald's.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just saying.
Well, these monkeys are cute as hell.
Oh, they are. They're adorable.
I mean,
if they were going to clone something, at least they cloned something cute.
Pass that down to Hannah. She'll appreciate the monkeys. They're very cute. But still, it makes me wonder, okay, are these monkeys going to be accepted by the rest of the monkeys at the zoo or whatever?
Well,
or,
they have the opportunity.
Or the other monkeys going to be like, something's not quite right with these two.
Well, unless there's something inherently different about clones, I imagine that their acceptance rate would be the same as any other monkey that is newly introduced to the troop. The only thing that might be... weird is if they are exact clones of each other, they might smell the same. Their identities would be duplicate, so the other monkeys might be a little confused as to why this individual smells the same as that one. Kind of like with twins, they look the same, sound the same. With animals,
but there
you know,
are twins.
Smells.
There are twins within the animal world too.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. It's interesting.
So if your dog has a litter of
puppies,
are they, you know, triplets? Are they
no
quadruplets? Well, are they
technically in a human sense they would be, but that doesn't mean they're identical.
Well, there are
identical twins and fraternal twins,
right.
And it just depends. Most puppies are fraternal. They each grow inside their own little amniotic sac, and they're not carbon copies of one another made from the same cell.
Right.
These monkeys, in cloning, they are an exact duplicate of one another.
All right. I'm looking at my my Skype thing here. I wonder if... I guess it's okay. I guess if we do get another call, it will just come up as okay. Whatever. Sorry.
Is your dad still on the line?
Well, no. Dad?
He hung
up.
Is
this your pocket?
Did we?
Right. Yeah.
Hey, don't go to the bathroom. We're not sure we're disconnected.
Yeah. Right. Don't say anything bad about us. Damn it. Let's see. What else did I talk about?
I think these monkeys are adorable.
They are adorable. Mm-hmm. Hey, do we want to take a break? Do we want to try? We're going to try a new game.
Yes, we are.
Want to do that? Should we take a break first?
We can do that.
Why don't we take a break and then we'll try our new game?
Ooh.
I think you guys are going to like it.
Yes.
All
right. I think they will.
All right, let's take a break. This is one of my all-time favorites. It's Led Zeppelin, everybody. It's Living, Loving, Made. We'll be right back. With a purple umbrella and a 50-cent hand. Everybody, Living, Loving, Made. That's one of my all-time favorite Led Zeppelin songs. I like it better, and I think a lot of people will agree with me, when it's paired with Heartbreaker. When you play Heartbreaker first, and Heartbreaker fades out, and then Living, Loving, Made comes on?
Yes.
Spectacular.
Yes.
Unfortunately, we don't have that kind of time on this show.
No.
I've always wanted to do it because I hear that's the way they do it on the radio most times. And that is the best way to hear those two songs. It's almost like they were made to be played
together.
Together, right.
That was the thing back in the day.
Yeah, that was the thing back in the day. Let's see. What else? What else we have here?
Well, we are the Marco Radio Happy Hour Show.
Yes, we are. We are that. We are that. We are the Marco Radio Happy Hour Show. We come to you every Friday evening from 6 to 8 p.m. right here on RadioSt.Pete.com. Yeah. Look, if you want to give us a call, you can do that. All you got to do is dial 727-498-0502, or you can certainly tweet us at Marco Radio Show 1. That's also a lot of fun.
Yes.
We can have fun, people.
We can.
Have some fun.
Just give us a call. Damn it. Anyway,
your dad called.
Dad did call. Thank God.
Thank you.
Thank God we got a call. Mm-hmm. Hey, you know what? I was listening to somebody from one of the shows on the Bone, and they were saying that they're lucky if they get 4 calls a month.
Oh,
yeah. So really? We're not doing so bad.
Yeah, check that out.
One of those Saturday morning shows.
Nice.
So we're not doing so bad.
Yeah,
we're not on the Bone.
Okay, so we are doing so bad.
Well, yeah. Anyway. Okay. So I've been looking for something to spice up the show. We do Stump the Chump. I like Stump the Chump.
He's bored with it. Let's be honest.
I was trying to find something that might be a little bit more fun or different. And so we found this game, and it's called Steakhouse or Gay Bar. And
nice.
Basically, It's one of those deals where Charles Manson stole it from the Beatles. We're stealing it back.
Right.
Other radio stations have done this game, but they don't own it.
No.
They didn't make it. It's not their game. We're doing it, damn it.
And it's fun.
Steakhouse.
It is fun.
Steakhouse or gay bar.
I just want to preface this.
Yes.
That I had about 59% correct.
Good for you.
In putting this
you
together.
You know your gay bars.
Yeah, apparently I do. I know where to go.
So how are we going to do it, honey?
I think we do it the way we normally play Stump the Chump.
All right, so everybody get their bell ring or their hooter.
I was figuring you'd say the name and we'd all just go around and then you'd tell us who got it right.
Well, the thing is, it's either right or wrong.
It's either right or wrong.
So here's the thing. Whoever,
because, I mean, no one's getting any money anymore, so what's the point?
Oh, God. So whoever rings in first gets to guess.
Well, but obviously. Then I think what Hannah's saying is that, you know, everybody's just going to ring.
Yeah. So what about everybody gets a guess? And
everybody
then
gets
lets
a guess.
Who won?
And yeah, then, that's I like that. Right, I like that.
Why don't we do Hannah goes first?
No.
No?
No. Oh. No. I'll give the name. Everybody gives their answer. And one of you might be right, two of you might be right, four of you might be right.
All right, so whoever gets what? Four right.
Right.
Good. Okay, that's cool. All right, I dig that.
I can do all that math, I don't know.
Don't have to buzz in or anything?
No.
Okay, cool.
No.
I'm putting my hooter down.
He's putting it down.
He's putting it down.
Take your hand off your hooter.
Because we're playing.
None of that.
Steakhouse or gay bar?
Steakhouse or gay bar, everybody.
The first establishment
yes.
is named Oil Can Harry's. Hannah?
Steakhouse.
Okay.
Yeah, I'll guess Steakhouse.
Okay. Ty?
You know what? I'm going to say gay bar.
Okay.
I'm going gay bar all day. Oil Can. Oh, yeah. That's gay bar.
Harry.
If it was Harry oil can, come on.
Come on.
Well.
Harry's oiled can.
Ty and Mark are correct.
Yes.
Oh, no.
Oil Can Harry's is a gay bar.
I thought that would be too obvious, and so it had to be opposite.
Right.
In Austin, Texas.
Nice.
All right, so both Ty and Dad have a point.
Okay, so our next one. Is Strip House.
I think that's a steakhouse.
Yeah, I'm going steak.
Yeah, I'm going to go steakhouse.
That's
on that
too easy.
Yeah.
All steaks.
All steaks. And all are correct.
Nice.
Okay, good.
Uncle Charlie's.
That's a gay bar.
Yeah, GB. I think that's a gay bar.
Going to the gay bar.
Jack.
I guess I'll be different. Steakhouse. Let's just see.
And you would be incorrect.
Okay.
So it's gay bar?
It is a gay bar in New York.
That's so weird. Uncle Charlie's?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Some of these are pretty bad. Wildside West.
Gay bar.
Nah. That's a steakhouse.
Yeah, I think that's a steakhouse.
Yeah, steak.
And Hannah is correct.
Marty the Cowboy is probably a regular.
Hanging out at Wildside West in San Francisco. Club Paris.
Steak.
That sounds like gay bar.
Yeah, I'm going gay bar.
You know what? I bet that's a weird steakhouse.
I'm going super fancy. You get like a 3-inch steak on
some grass.
A huge fucking plate. Friggin' plate. I'm sorry.
Club Paris is a steakhouse in Alaska.
Nice.
Score-wise?
I'm killing it.
Yeah, Hannah has blasted off. So we can keep going.
Let's do a couple more.
Done. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Hannah has gotten 5.
Where am I at?
She's gotten
correct.
5 for 5?
Yes.
She got the first one wrong, because we both got that wrong.
That's true.
Yeah, what's going on?
Oh, no, there is a line through that one.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody got the second one. Hold on, maybe Ty's... No. Okay, so wait, Anna...
All right, well, maybe you don't need four to win. Maybe we just see at the end of the list.
Uh-oh.
Someone's playing along.
Oh, boy.
Dad, is that you? Hello?
Hello.
Oh, who is this?
Hello.
Yes, who are we speaking to?
This is Pope Francis calling from the Vatican City.
Oh, no. We talked about
oh, yes.
We talked about you earlier on the show, Pope Francis.
Well, I tell you, that's why I'm calling, because one of my bishops, they're knocking on my door, you know?
Yeah.
And it's very late, you know? It's like 1:30 in the morning here in the Vatican.
You know? So they woke you up?
They knock on the door. He said, hey, they're talking about you.
Yeah.
The Marco Radio Show talking about you with the fake news.
Yeah,
I said,
right?
Really? I said, really? I said, let me get up, okay? And maybe I talk to this guy, okay? So the bishop, he give me your number. And I said, I get dressed and I call you. And so how are you doing, okay?
Yes, we were doing very good. Man, I am so sorry that you were woken up. I mean, what it's about 1:30 in the morning there. That's
what I'm saying.
Yeah, that's pretty late.
It's very late, you know, and he woke me up.
And you're awfully busy.
Oh, yeah, very busy. It's not an easy job being the Pope.
Well, I mean, God gave you the job. You know, I mean, it's you were selected.
Well, of course, but, you know, the Pope before me, Benedict, he quit.
Yes, he did. So are you saying you're the Pope by default?
Well, I mean, I was still elected, but, you know, he quit. I can't believe it. He quit.
Yeah, right.
You know.
Yeah.
So, anyway, I wanted to clear the air a little bit.
Okay.
You know, it's a fake news thing. It's a crazy. You know, it's a lot of false things. Say, I give you an example, okay?
Okay, yeah.
One example is, you know, some people say that I sleep with my hat on. I don't sleep with my hat on, you know? I really don't.
The bed would have to be really big.
Well, I mean, why would you? I mean, that's just ridiculous. Who says
no,
that?
No, it's what they see the people are saying. They think like this, you know? And then another thing, they say that maybe sometime I like to go up and start up the Pope Mobile and ride around the block, you know, a couple times.
A little joyriding?
It's not true.
Are you
it's
sure?
It's a fake news.
Are you sure?
It's a fake news. I don't try and do that. I don't want to do that, you know?
Hey, look, I take your word for it. You're the Pope, man.
Yeah, and another thing here, I'm going to tell you something that people still don't know.
Yeah, uh-oh.
You know, when I took in the name Francis.
Yeah.
Everybody said, oh, you take the name of the Francis of Assisi, you know.
Yeah, right.
The same as the Saint Francis of Assisi. Oh, no. I take the name of my favorite singer, Francis Albert Sinatra.
Oh, right.
That's who I take the
sure.
Name.
Oh, you couldn't have picked a better one.
And, you know, he's Italian, and I like his name, and I like his music. I listen all the time.
Yeah, well.
And, you know, you can only listen to so much of that church music. It makes you crazy.
Yeah. A lot of humming.
You know, the
moaning.
Organ thing is going on, and it makes you. So once in a while, you know, you lean back and you listen to Francis Albert Sinatra. That's about as close to sin as I'm going to get Sinatra. You know, that's about it right there.
Yeah. Hey, you know what I always wanted to know is, you know that ball that's on the end of the chain that they swing back and forth that's got the smoke coming out? What's burning in there?
That's incense.
Incense? Really?
That's the incense. Yeah, they're trying to go back to when the wise men, they visited Jesus and when he was a little baby, and they gave him incense and myrrh and
what
a couple of dollars.
What the heck is myrrh?
I don't know what
So it's frankincense.
What the heck is myrrh?
Look it up on the Google, okay? Why are you asking me? You Americans, you do Google everything. Google.
Oh,
Google.
Yeah.
And that's why I say, that's why I'm saying that you get a lot of fake news.
Yeah, yeah.
It's not all true stuff you hear, you know, and people be saying things all the time, all the time. So I hope I clear the air a little bit for you. And
absolutely.
And I hope everything is good.
It is. So do you have your hat on now?
Yeah, I put it on when I walk out the door. I don't want anybody to see me. You know, my hair is no good. It's a terrible hair.
Are you sure you didn't have it on already?
No, I don't wear the hat when I sleep.
How about those red slippers?
No, I take those off too.
All right.
Would you sleep with the shoes on? You're crazy too.
No, I don't. But you're the Pope.
I know. I know, but still. I'm a human being, even though people think, oh, I'm this and that, I'm a human being, you know?
Hey, do you think you'll ever get over here to St. Petersburg, Florida? I'd like to have like a cookout or something.
It's possible. You know, you never know. I mean, maybe, I don't know about St. Petersburg, but maybe Tampa, you know.
No. Tampa's no good. You got to come to St. Pete. Come to Seminole, little old Seminole, where we live, where we do the show. We'll put you on the show.
Okay, maybe that'll be a good, you know.
Yeah.
If I go there, I want to make it for a purpose, not just to be on a radio show, you know.
I mean, come on, man. Can't you relax? Sometimes you don't always have to be on the job. Can't you come and have a burger? And do you drink beer? You can have a beer?
I think he prefers wine.
No, no beer.
No beer?
We make a wine. We make a wine at the Vatican. We don't drink a beer.
Hmm. All right. We make homemade wine. Do you like? You wouldn't do box wine.
No, probably not.
We can only afford box wine, so you might have to bring your own wine.
Box? What is a box of wine? What is that?
Well, it's wine in a box.
I never heard of such a thing.
Yeah, it's really good.
Well, I'm telling you, I call it clear the air a little bit.
All right. Well,
and. I got to go back to sleep because I got to get up and, you know, in the morning very early. You know?
And bless the people.
Right, exactly. How do you know all this?
Well, I see you in the paper, you know, read all that fake news. Hey, one of the things that deserves, I always wanted to ask you, sometimes I see you like cleaning the feet of like homeless people and stuff like that. It's like, that's got to suck.
Yeah, but you know, it's better to clean them than to have them walk away dirty, like, and then the smell is even worse. You know?
Yeah, but do you have to do it yourself because you're the Pope? Can't you have the bishop do it?
You don't understand. I can tell you don't understand.
No, I don't.
Okay.
All right.
Jesus is a wash of the feet. Jesus is a wash of the feet of the disciples and the people around.
Yeah.
So I'm trying to do like he did. To show everyone to be like a Jesus.
All right.
Yeah.
Cool.
So that's the purpose, you know.
Well, you're doing a good job.
Well, thank you very much. Grazie.
Grazie. Okay. All right. You're welcome.
You're welcome. Buonanotte.
All right. Yeah. That too. Is that it?
Buona fortuna.
What'd you call me?
Thank you for calling.
Thank you for calling, Pope.
And we will not spread fake news.
We are certainly blessed to have you call the Marco Radio Happy Hour Show.
Okay, I'm falling asleep while I'm talking.
Yeah. Go back to bed.
Okay, thanks.
Pleasant dreams.
Pleasant dreams, Pope. Okay. Francis.
Sinatra.
Get the Pope over right, here in Seminole. Well, there you go. These people need Jesus.
So
the Pope is unhappy about the fake news.
Sure. Wouldn't you be?
So is the cleaning of the feet fake?
No, I saw it in the paper. Saw a picture of it. He was right down on his knees scrubbing the feet of some homeless dude. Looked gross to me. Not me. Not doing it.
How do you know what's real and what's fake nowadays?
Really hard to tell.
Hard to fake a picture in the paper. I guess I could.
Yeah.
Is it?
Photoshop. Never know. Yeah.
I hear Reese Witherspoon has three legs on the cover of Vanity Fair.
I heard that too. Mm-hmm. All right, so are we done with our game? We're going to play some more of it?
You want to want a couple more?
More? I like it.
I did a little score checking.
Yeah.
Hannah does, in fact, have 4.
Okay.
Ty has 3.
Well, how many do we? How many do you have?
Oh, I have 3 pages.
Oh, no, no. We
can't
do that.
We're not very many.
All right, well, how many are left on that page?
A lot. A lot.
All right, well.
Let's do 4 more.
4 more.
All right, 4 more. Well, hold on. I put my pen down while we were talking to the Pope. Our next steakhouse or gay bar is Magic Castle. Mm.
Oh, okay.
Gay bar.
Yeah, that's a gay bar.
Yeah, that's
gay bar.
And you are all incorrect.
Oh.
That is actually a steakhouse.
Magic Castle. Go for
in Los Angeles.
Oh, okay. Now it makes sense.
Mm-hmm. Duke of Wellington. Let's start with Mark this time.
Duke of Wellington. I think they are trying to play on Wellington, which is like a meat, like Duke. It's a gay bar.
Okay.
That's a good bar.
Ty. Duke of Wellington.
Yeah, I think that's a gay bar too.
Yeah, it's gay.
That's I'm going gay. Steakhouse.
All right. And
you're going to say, what are you saying?
It's a gay steakhouse.
I'm saying steakhouse.
And Hannah is incorrect.
Damn.
It is a gay bar in England. The Flying Cow.
Mm.
Let's start
steakhouse.
With Jack.
Sorry.
All right, Hannah, Jack.
Yeah, that kind of sounds like a steakhouse, but who knows?
Flying Cow. I don't know.
Now, if it was bear, that's a different story.
I'm going steakhouse,
Yeah,
too.
I think it's just a steakhouse.
Yeah.
And it is a steakhouse in New York.
Nice.
New York.
Mm-hmm. Dickie Brennan's.
Oh, that's gay.
Gay bar.
I think that's a steakhouse.
Gay bar.
What is it?
Dickie Brennan's.
Dickie Brennan's?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I went to high school back in the day when basically you weren't allowed to be gay, but we had a kid named Dickie. And
he was
super gay.
But you know what? He's super rich now.
He went
out to Hollywood, and now he's like a writer for these sitcoms and all that kind of Dickie.
Mm-hmm. You go Dickie.
Dickie Brennan's, right. Jack.
I hate the name Brennan. I do.
Everyone else is offended by Dickie.
I'm sorry for anyone named Brennan. It's no offense intended.
Oh, for Christ's sake.
Dickie Brennan's. Everybody else has gay bar.
I'll be different with steakhouse. Someone's got to be wrong.
And you would be correct.
No. Oh.
Dickie Brennan's is a steakhouse in New Orleans.
I bet.
I said it was a steakhouse.
No, you didn't.
Yes, I did.
No, you
did. Did you?
Yes, I did.
I crossed you out.
No, you didn't.
I said it was a steakhouse.
I bet Dickie is a closeted homo.
Yeah, well, that doesn't count. That doesn't count. Safari Bar and Grill.
That's a gay bar.
Yeah, I'm going gay bar.
Okay. Yep.
Gay bar.
Excuse to wear jungle shorts.
And exactly. It is a gay bar in Denver.
Nice.
Tally Ho Tavern.
Oh, that's gay bar.
That does sound pretty gay.
Steakhouse.
Ty's going steakhouse. Hannah?
Gay bar.
Yeah, I'll go gay bar.
Ty is incorrect. It is a gay bar in Lancaster, Pennsylvania.
Tally-ho.
Tally-ho.
Same tally-ho to all the tally workers.
All right, last one, the Boiler Room.
Oh, that's gay bar.
That's a steakhouse.
No, that's gay bar. That's where all the action is. Down in the Boiler
the Boiler Room.
No.
Yeah, right? Maintenance man.
Homo.
I'm going to say that's a steakhouse.
I'll go with Dad and say gay bar.
All right. And Jack and Mark are correct. The Boiler Room is a gay bar in New York City.
Well, they both have experience, so that's not even fair.
What have you not told me?
What?
Honey, You know the red cock is. Key West, Florida. Need we say more? Look,
his hacky sack injury.
Me and my best bud go down to Key West, Florida.
His hacky sack injury.
We look for a hotel. The only thing we find is a red cock inn. Give me a break.
Sure.
What were we going to do? Sleep in the Jeep?
Yeah.
Together.
In such close
quarters. Normal men would have.
I don't know if there's a rainbow on the side.
Instead, we slept in the same bed at the Red Cock Inn.
Yeah, in the same bed. One of you could have opted for the floor.
No.
No.
We're grown men.
No. We're grown men. We snuggle.
Uh-oh.
He's calling.
Secret's out.
That's it.
Hello, caller. This is the Marco Radio Happy Hour Show. Who are we speaking to?
All right. I just want to clarify that it was a choice between the Red Cock Inn and a powder blue rainbow splash.
With the top down.
You tell me which was best.
Which one is less gay? Thank you, Paul.
I have one other comment. And this is back to your game. You can choose whether this is a gay bar or a steakhouse, but yeah. Uncle Tom.
Sounds like a gay bar to me.
I know something about Uncle
Tom.
We already
have a gay bar. Uncle Tom and what was it, Uncle Harry?
Just leave that enough said.
Hey, you know what? I was going to call you this weekend. When exactly are you coming in March? What are the dates?
We fly down on March 2nd,
okay,
which is a Friday morning. We're there by 1 o'clock, I think.
Okay.
And then we fly out on March 10th. Saturday, March 10th.
Okay. Look.
So we're right there in Indian Shores.
Yeah. But you guys, we're gonna take that time off too. But here's the thing, we got to do a show.
Friday, March 9th.
Yeah, we had a lot of fun.
Whichever Friday you guys prefer. We don't want to take up your entire agenda or anything. But we'll be in town for sure. We'd love it.
All right, buddy.
Fabulous.
All right.
Can't wait.
How's the tukus?
It's much, much, much better. So I'm back to fairly normal routine, which is nice.
Thank God.
Yeah, and
thank God.
So all right, that's three calls now tonight. So y'all are almost up to the level of the bone.
Yeah, yeah. There you go. Thank you, Paul.
And I'm gonna say gay bar.
Give Jenny a purple narple for me. Love you, bud. Talk to you.
Bye.
See you at the Red Cock Inn. thanks, Paul.
There you go.
Thanks, Paul.
How cool is that?
Yeah.
All right. Okay. Listen, what am I going to do?
What are you going to do?
Hey, we could talk briefly about our pre-show dinner because it's a new place that opened up here in town called, PDQ Chicken?
PDQ.
People dedicated to quality.
Yeah. Hey, look, if you're looking for like fast food chicken, it's amazing. The bomb. Yeah,
and they're open on Sunday.
Steph, yes. you brought home. I don't know what you got for these Chick-fil-A. Two, but you brought us some chicken tenders that were to die for.
Yes, those were real chicken.
Yeah, those were good.
And I imagine they can't just have it right here in Little Old Seminole. They probably have them all over Pinellas County. But if you've not ever gone to a PDQ chicken, do it.
Yes, and now
it's good stuff. I know a lot of people don't like to go to fast food places, but I'm telling you, this was good stuff.
It was good stuff. How was your Thai peanut chicken bowl?
It was really good. For being a fast food thing, it was really good.
Definitely.
It looked good.
It looked wonderful.
I'm telling you, those chicken tenders were so moist.
Real chicken.
Perfect flavor.
Real chicken.
That dipping sauce was the bomb, too.
Yes. I didn't get any of that. The creamy garlic.
It was good. And the tater tots, you know, we don't go anywhere that doesn't serve tater tots.
or if they do, I don't order the fries.
Right. So, very good. PDQ Chicken, I dig it.
Yes, we have
We'll do that again.
Brand new one here in Seminole. It's located at 7400 Seminole Boulevard.
Right.
Which is the corner of Seminole Boulevard and Park Boulevard. Right. They're open 10:30 a.m. to 10:30 p.m. 7 days a week. You can eat in, drive through. I drove through and ordered all five dinners.
Yeah.
I was in and out of there in no time.
Very they cool. Are... Well, you got off early and you were home early, which caused a panic a little bit because you usually come running in here at 5:30. And when you came in the door, I was like, oh my God, is it time?
Well, I wasn't sure.
Because I'm not ready.
This is one of the few places that I did not call ahead in order.
Right.
I just drove through, and they were spot on.
Hey, you know, we're running down to the end of the show, but I wanted to mention something. This is a very cool. It's a great idea. Over in China, okay, they've got a huge air pollution problem. I saw this in the Week magazine. They have developed a 330-foot-tall experimental air purifier to scrub pollution from the air, okay? And the early tests suggest it's working. All right, so basically in the middle of this town, they got this 330-foot tower. At the base of the tower is like a greenhouse that is like heated by solar, all right? And then I guess it's got like some intake suction fans, that kind of thing. So it is basically sucking the dirty air through the greenhouse, running it up through this 330-foot tower, and it cleanses the air and then sends it out. It says that the air in a 4-mile radius of the tower is so much cleaner than it was, I mean, a year ago. But the only problem is that it's only cleaning the air for a 4-mile radius, so you're going to have a lot of these towers or bigger ones.
So is it like a big air purifier?
Yeah.
Are there plants in there?
When you say
greenhouse.
Yeah, there's like
vegetation.
Yeah, right. So okay. It's killing them.
No, they're thriving.
but then it's sending that air. Like the plants are like the first line of defense. And then it goes up the tower that has all kinds of filters. Now, I had a question when I read this. It's like, how do they clean those filters?
Yeah, right.
Now, is that going to be like counterproductive? Because right. Now all of a sudden you're cleaning the air, but
now you're going to run all those
toxins into the river.
or burying them underground.
Yeah, I don't know what happens, but a cool idea.
Yeah.
Definitely cool idea. Yeah. We definitely need more trees all over the country. Especially in our cities.
Yeah, very cool idea. You know what? We're not going to talk about sports. We don't have enough time.
No.
Just know that the NHL All-Star Game is happening this weekend. As a matter of fact, this is known as NHL All-Star Weekend. All kinds of stuff going on for the NHL All-Star Game. Our Bolts won last night. They beat the Flyers 5-1. And we've got 4 members of the Tampa Bay Lightning. And, well, I don't think Hedman is playing. I think he's injured. But we've got Kucherov, we've got Vasilevsky, and we've got Stamkos in the All-Star Game, which is going to be very cool. And that's going to be played, tomorrow night?
Tomorrow night, right here at the Amalie Arena.
Right here in town. That's kind of cool. Let's see. What else did I want to mention?
We don't have time.
No time.
We don't. Can't even talk about the...
No.
No quotes. If you've got a quote that you want to do, you need to just...
Lay them out.
Jump ahead.
All right, here's the quotes. If they can make penicillin out of moldy bread, they can sure make something out of you.
Nice.
That came from Muhammad Ali.
Love it.
Mm-hmm. The next one says, when the debate is lost, slander becomes the tool of the loser.
Yes.
That came from Socrates.
Not Donald Trump?
No. Mm-mm. Fake news.
Fake news.
He didn't lose.
The next one says, shallow understanding from people of goodwill is more frustrating than absolute misunderstanding from people of ill will.
Yes. Yeah.
That came from Dr. Martin Luther King Jr.
Fabulous.
In this corner. And the last one says, many have built a temple to folly. She has a habit, though, of betraying her worshipers and turning devotion into disillusionment.
Yes.
And that came from historian Joseph Leconte.
Leconte.
All right, everybody, we are down to it.
Yes, we are. Right down. We're it. Down.
Hannah Claire, do you have anything that you would like to add? Anything?
I can't wait for dreadlocks.
Oh, will you stop it, for Christ's sake?
I'm getting them tomorrow.
I should have asked the Pope about that.
Yeah.
He should have put a curse on you or something. The Pope's do curses, right?
We don't need curses. Thanks.
He's not a witch doctor.
Still your daughter isn't here.
Hey. Isn't he? All right.
Stephanie, do you have anything you want to add here at the end of the show?
Now I'm befuddled.
Befoodled.
No.
Befoodled. All right. Man, we had some good calls tonight. Dad called in.
Three callers.
The Pope called in.
Three
calls. My buddy Paul Hunley called in from Richmond, Virginia.
Yes.
Thank you all for your participation.
Yes, absolutely. PW tweeted in.
Yes. Will Koontz tweeted.
Will Koontz. Man,
we are on fire.
Look at us go.
Good show.
Jack, do you have anything you would like to add?
No, I do not.
All right.
Ty. Anthrax.
Tuesday night, Ty and I over at Janice Landing. Woo!
Mosh pit.
It's going to be awesome.
Good to go. I don't have anything to add other than I really need to pee. Semper Fi, Devil Dogs, and I miss you, Mom.
Everyone love everyone.
All for one and one for all.
Never give up. Never surrender.
Balls to the wall. Or not at all.
All right, everybody. We are the Marco Radio Happy Hour Show. We come to you every Friday evening from 6 to 8 p.m. right here on Radio St. Pete. What?
.com.
All right. We look forward to speaking to you again next week. We love talking to you.
Yes.
Everybody have. I think it's going to be nice tomorrow.
Yes. It's going to be beautiful.
Cool. I'm going to be at work all day.
Woo. I think it's going to rain Sunday.
Still going to be at work all day.
That means binge watch something. But get outside tomorrow,
Game of
everybody.
Thrones.
Love you. Talk to you next week.
That's it.